Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Knives Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation, just hit 1. We're also on Facebook Live. Appreciate everybody participating along for that and checking things out. First, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can give them a chat. Check them out because they're the ones that clean all your particulate filters and keep it real clean for you. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. You also give them a call at 800-634-3010. And like I said, don't forget to let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. They've been with us for a while. You can get all your particulate filters clean, whether you got a big truck or a pickup truck, any diesel engine that's got those particulate filters. And if you need parts like the EGR cooler, the the charge air cooler, that kind of stuff, all those different parts they got, the add-ons to the truck that, you know, we essentially that we need that go out quite often that we don't even know go out. I remember one time we were talking about it. Most truck drivers don't even know that they have a leaking charge air cooler because it's just airflow, and the turbo is pushing that air through pretty fast, and you could have a really tiny leak, and it affects your fuel mileage, not only with older engines, but especially with these newer engines that rely heavily on the airflow. So check that out, like I said, dpfregeneration.com. Give them a call, 800-634-3010. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., or Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And they're out of Connecticut, so all that time is Eastern. Like I said, here, we're live here every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can give us a call, 602-9731. Be a part of the conversation, just hit 1. And all the great things we got going on, we're just talking about news and information out there. We had a show yesterday. We talked a few things. One thing we talked about last week actually was a company, a trucking company out of Missouri, was going to shut down because they had a drop in their freight because they were hauling contract freight for the mail. They were hauling mail, and the mail knocked it off. They're like, hey, we're not using you as much. We're not going to use you as much. And they're like, well, hey, we're not making any money now because we got too many trucks, too much equipment, not enough freight. And they filed bankruptcy and shut down. Well, now, just here today, a California trucking company filed for bankruptcy after they, looks like that they had the same thing happen. And it's just a California trucking company hauling mail for USPS, the United States Postal Service, files for bankruptcy. It says a California-based trucking and logistics company, which contracts the U.S. Postal Service to haul mail, recently filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Family-owned Matheson, it's Matheson Postal Service of Sacramento, filed its petition in U.S. bankruptcy court. The company's Terminal Handling Services Division, Matheson Freight Extenders, filed for bankruptcy protection the same day. It says the filing lists both its assets and liabilities as between $10 million to $50 million. The 60-year-old trucking and logistics company states that it has up to 5,000 creditors and maintains that funds will be available and for distribution for unsecured creditors once it pays administrative fees. The company was founded by Robert and Carol Matheson in 1962 and is a transport and logistics provider for the Postal Service and other commercial carriers. Yes, and that's what I don't know. I mean, to me, what's going on? That's two within, 7 to 10 days for them to, you know, and hey, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree if you expect me to have any sympathy for you because you were hauling mail. And aren't we done with mail? I'm done with mail. I don't need mail. If I need anything, I can send it by UPS or FedEx. I mean, the only mail I get really is just, you know, mostly junk mail. I don't really get that much mail. All of my bank statements and all that stuff is all paperless now. It's all done by email. I don't, you know, as soon as I get the ability to go paperless, I do. And I guess the only thing I still get in the mail is the Landline magazine, you know. So, hey, what are you going to do, right? That's the only thing I get in the mail, and most drivers can pick those up for free at the truck stops, I think. Isn't that right? You know, so I don't have any sympathy for people that get into trouble because they can't haul any mail. You know, maybe it's, you know, maybe it is government trying to crack down on how much it's spending. I don't know. It says some mail contractors have struggled to stay afloat since the Postal Service announced that it is revamping its $6.6 billion contract program with private trucking fleets in 2019. There you go. It says the program, known as Dynamic Route Optimization, changed the way private carriers were switching from contract rates to paying trucking companies on a mileage basis. Welcome to the club, right? Man, oh man, I tell you. Hey, like I said, I don't have any sympathy for you. You want to do that, go right ahead. You know, haul that mail. Because, you know, if I had any choice about it, if I had any representatives representing me, they'd be saying, shut down the mail because we don't need it no more. We can contract UPS to deliver the actual mail, like letters and stuff. It's no big deal. You know, turn in your keys and give them to the, you know, I mean, the only thing I can see now is most of all of these new housing areas have like mailboxes on the corner of the road. Like, you know, nope, they don't have any letter carriers. It's very rare that you see, I don't know. I mean, where I live and where I grew up, all the new houses have the mailboxes where you don't get individual mail anymore. It's all done by mailboxes. Where that's a centralized location, you know, if you're within a neighborhood of like 20 houses, there might be 10 or 15 box, you know, or, you know, in one box, 10 or 15 in the next box, that kind of thing. So yeah, you know, I mean, everybody's got to go walk, get their mail anyway. You got any packages? They're either left, you know, they're either delivered by UPS. I mean, UPS and FedEx do the same thing. And you talk about what, you know, they're paying, I don't know. Somebody tell me what's the deal? Why do we still need mail? I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on out there. That's pretty much it from what I've seen. Other than what we talked about yesterday, we had U.S. Express saying they're laying off 5% of their corporate workforce, which is all of their office people. U.S. Express, based out of Chattanooga, is laying off about 70 of its 1,500 office employees. And no driver layoffs, no mechanical layoffs, no support system where you if you work for U.S. Express or you think about, you know, who are they letting go? They're letting go the back office people, the people that handle like payroll and permits and you know, their what do you call it, claims department, all the, you know, that kind of stuff. The people that actually like take care of the trucks on a daily basis, none of them are going. You know, they said that in the article. So, you know, to me, I think it's all about technology. But then let's see. There was a teen that got arrested for trafficking cocaine up in Tennessee, and they had 20 kilos. And there's a big picture of it right there on the hood of the car. And there was a big truck, had 20 kilos in it. And I don't know where they were going. It's crazy. And then there was I forgot what was the other thing I saw on here. Oh, yeah, there was a driver that lost money. This was a funny story, actually. It's a driver, a truck driver that owned his own company. He had a truck, I guess, and he had some money, and he was going to go. He lived in North Carolina, and he flew to Arizona, to Phoenix, to buy a truck, and they were having an auction. So he was going to go, and he had $39,000 in cash with him. Well, he had $39,000 in his bag. And people approached him at the airport when he got to Phoenix saying, hey, you know, what do you got that money for? And he's like, well, I'm in town driving a truck and all this stuff like that. So they pulled him aside and they suspected him of money laundering or carrier or drug dealing or whatever, because they said that the dogs, I guess, smelled marijuana with the money. I guess the money smelled like marijuana. And then they seized the money, and they took it. And they said either you're going to get arrested, paper saying that, you know, you're not doing anything illegal with the money. Well, when he signed that piece of paper, he let them take the money. That's basically what the letter stated. And he didn't, you know, he just said, you're either going to arrest me or sign this paper. And he's like, well, what am I going to do with my money? What are you going to do with my money? That should have been his first question. But they took his money. They let him go. So he had to just, you know, take the next flight home the next day and not have anything. So I guess he sued or whatever. And the Arizona Court of Appeals, they said, hey, you're the district court. You know, what happened was, I guess they were saying he was doing something illegal. And he couldn't prove that he wasn't doing anything illegal. And that was wrong. Can't do that. They said, no, you have to prove that he's doing something illegal. So if you can't prove it, then give him his money back. So now they have 30 days to appeal the decision. And if they can't come up with anything, they're going to have to give him his money back. I don't know how much that cost him. I hope that didn't cost him too much. But, you know, I figured it's probably going to cost him about $5,000-$6,000 for that lawyer to go argue the case. But, you know, that this happened back in 2020. It was crazy. It's on CDLLife.com. CDLLife.com is good people. They just, a lot of times they don't tell the whole story and you got to go dig in a little bit, but that's all right. But yeah. No, that's not right. We don't want that. Let's see. Here we go. There you go. So, yeah, so what we're doing here is we're just talking about what's going on out there in the trucking industry and seeing what's going on. If you got anything to say about it, just give me a holler at 515-602-9731. That's 515-602-9731. We're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody watching along on that. If you could, go over to YouTube and subscribe to YouTube channel. That's where all the action's at, because we got great videos over there talking about life on the road, how to deal with four-wheelers. And or four-wheelers, how to drive around big trucks. That should be the main point. Just, you know, talking about things like that. So go check those out. We got some cool safety videos that we like to share and everything. But also, you know, we're trying to get the word out about Redneck and I's Radio, because we are got a lot going on. And in the future, we're hoping to be bigger and bigger. And we're bringing everybody to this great brotherhood of trucking we got going on here. So go check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. All of our links to our social media accounts are on our website. And also, don't forget to go thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. They're over at dpfregeneration.com, or you can give them a call at 800-634-3010. Let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes. And the links to their websites are also on our website, redneckandeyes.com. So check that out. So hang tight here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. The best that you can hope for is to die in the sea. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting
sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
He's found it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio, coming at you live. We're live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We also do a Sunday show. We kind of relate back. You know, it's a little longer and relax and just talk about what's going on and how you did and how the weekend went and all that good stuff. Here, we're just talking about what's going on out there and trying to figure out, you know, what we're doing and trying to keep truck drivers out there apprised of all the cool stuff going on about truck driving and all the news information and just things that you might like to know. And I got one for you. How about this? You ready? You sitting down? It is the 45th anniversary of the release of Smokey and the Bandit. It's 45 years ago this year. I don't know exactly when it was released. Maybe it's written on here somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, so I don't know if you guys are ever familiar with this, but see, there's this company, and it's called Fathom Events. And if you like going to movies and you like going to the movie theater, you check out Fathom Events. You've probably seen it before. A while back, I went to the movie theater, and I saw Big in the movie theater, the Tom Hanks movie, where he became, you know, the boy became a man. It's really funny, really good movie. And one of the other movies I went and saw in the theater that I never saw in the theater, I don't even think I saw Big in the theater, but I never saw this in the theater because I was too young when it came. I don't even remember. I don't even know. But the movie Bullet came out, and, you know, I never saw it in the theater. And so I went to the theater and watched it, and, you know, it was a pretty good movie. They say it was one of, like, the first best scene of car chase scene or whatever, and it was good. It was good. You know, I mean, it was one of those where it was real. It was real. When the car made the turn, and he saw it kind of overcorrected it took him a bit to straighten back out. It wasn't like it was a stunt driver. It kind of looked real, more authentic and everything. And it was like they actually drove on real streets where the streets weren't even that perfect and everything. That was kind of the cool thing about it. But so what's going to happen here in this Fathom Events is there, because it's the 45th anniversary of Smokey and the Bandit, they're putting Smokey and the Bandit in the theater across the country starting May 29th. And it's going to run through June 1st and June 2nd. So May 29th, what did I say? That's that weekend, right? That's like Saturday, Memorial weekend. And that's actually Sunday. May 29th is Sunday. And then the 1st and the 2nd on June, that's a Wednesday and Thursday. So I might have to get out there and go check that out, but if you have, you know, any of these big movie theaters, now Cinemark, I'm pretty sure they've got it. That's where I go to over here where I live. And they've always got the Fathom Events going on. And I pulled it up, and they, for sure, they got it going on at that time. You know, you just pull up the app like they do, and you pull up the theater that you want to go to. And then you scroll down to where it gives you an option of what day you want. So I can scroll all the way over, and I can do Sunday the 29th, and it's already got, maybe, there it is. And see, and the only bad thing about these Fathom Events is that there's limited showing. So, like, I think it's only going to show, like, at 7 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday and Thursday. But Sunday, there's going to be a 4 p.m. and a 7 p.m. where I'm at over here. So I'm not real sure if you guys are going to be anywhere else, you might be able to catch that, but it's on a Sunday, May 29th. And pull it up here and see how it works. But that same weekend is when Top Gun comes out, the new Top Gun. So that might be a good double feature. Take the new Top Gun movie and then go see Smokey and the Bandit, the 45th anniversary in the theater. Fathom Events, fathomevents.com. And it's Smokey and the Bandit. It's going to be the 45th anniversary. So I thought that was pretty cool. And that's going to be, like I said, Memorial Day weekend. And then the 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, June 1st, June 2nd, that's the week after Memorial Day weekend. So if you can't get in there Sunday, make sure you check it out on Wednesday or Thursday. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be pretty interesting, especially in the theater. I know if you guys are like me, I know pretty much every line. So, you know. Yeah, here we go. Here, I'll do this. How about we do this? Let's go to our screen sharing and share the screen, and then full screen here.
Bandit, is that your name or your profession?
That's my handle.
Pizza Rides is Smokey and the Bandit, returning to cinemas May 29th and June 1st and 2nd only.
Set up a roadblock.
Featuring exclusive insights from TCM. For more information, go to fathomevents.com.
That's always a good thing right there. It was, there we go. So yeah, that insight too, they'll tell some stories, and they might even have some interviews from some people. So that's always fun. I don't know if you guys seen in the past, a car manufacturer, one of those like souped up car guys that makes custom cars, they went out and they took the Camaro, which I don't even think they made the Pontiac Trans Am anymore, new style. But they took that new body style and they created a Firebird and stitched in, you know, the Bandit Mobile and had custom leather seats and everything. It was really good. They took Burt Reynolds' autograph and they stitched it into the dash on the passenger side, you know, kind of thing. And they only made so many of them. So that's always fun. I'd like to see somebody just, you know, maybe make some custom Kenworths and sell them. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people that have got, I mean, I don't know how many there are. I'm sure there's several, the Kenworth with the trailer done just like the movie. And a lot of people did that. They went out and did that on their own. They went and made their own, you know, their own trucks. And there's several of them that they show. And I think, you know, the trailer is one thing, you know, that, 'cause that's iconic, but man, the truck, you know, just make the truck and, or, I don't know, make a new truck with the same paint scheme, which is the old, what is that, gold and black, and it had the gold and the black and the, I don't know, it was just iconic. We knew it, you know, and it was a Kenworth. So if you're a Kenworth out there and you want to make some custom Kenworths, maybe some W900s, you know, I think the W900 didn't come out when the Smokey and the Bandit was first made. I'm pretty sure. I'm not real sure. But yeah, it's one of those things where they made the car and it was a lot of fun, you know. But you know, Jackie Gleason, he's iconic. It's an awesome movie. It's great. It's funny, and it's just one of those, you know, sets the time. You know, back when everybody really liked using CBs and they didn't use them for crap. They used them for, you know, the main purpose of communicating with each other. I always thought it was funny that in the movie they're not really around each other all the time. You know, I mean, I guess if you have a great radio with a good, you know, transmitter and antenna and everything's tuned right and you got a big, huge antenna coming off the back of the vehicle or whatever, you can probably get out pretty far. And in the movie, they're not around each other. It's kind of like cell phones. They just pick up the CB and start talking, and the other guy's on the other end talking right back. No big deal. it's like, how do you know where he's at? How do you know that he's going to, you know, and it's kind of like by chance just happened, you know? So maybe one of the skits would be, you know, if you're going to remake the movie, you know, they would use cell phones now and then. Or if you made it back in the day, you know, said, hey, let's remake this movie, make it more realistic. when he picks up the CB and starts talking, he can't find him. He's like, where's he at? I don't know. He's not responding. He might not be near you. You know, I think a CB, shoot, man, in a big truck, CB's probably 5 miles at the most. I don't know how many guys can get more than that on a big truck, you know, in actually moving vehicle. If you have a really tall antenna hooked to your house, you know, that's you're now in a regular, like an actual radio. Problem is that the further away you get, the more tuned the frequency has to be. And so we don't have the citizen band. The frequency is not that tuned. It's just the basic frequencies, and you got to have more power because of the frequency not being that far tuned. I heard this the other time, a long time ago, talking about radios and frequencies and using the radio signal to talk. The radio on the space shuttle, you know, you're talking about using a vehicle that requires battery power. So how does a space shuttle have a radio frequency that can communicate from so far away, maybe even from, you know, around the world or whatever, you know, the bouncing off whatever it can, and how does it get that far? And the deal was is that it doesn't use it. It only has like maybe 5 to 20 watts of power. It's a very, very low wattage radio space shuttle. But the frequency was so finely tuned. Because of that, it was able to reach out. So it's kind of like it's one way or the other. You got to go a lot of power or high tune. And that's what a lot of guys on the big trucks, they try to get it tuned in, and they've got instruments to do that. And a lot of times you stop at a truck stop and you got a CB shop in there. You want to come out, you want to have them come out to your truck, and you want them to hook up your antenna and tune the antenna to the radio and make sure that all that is synced up properly so that your tune, the frequency is better. And that way, when you do crank up the power, you're going to get further out because you got attuned the frequency. A lot of times antennas, you know, you just plug and play and it don't work that well because the antennas have to be a certain length depending on the height of your vehicle and the height of the antenna, where it's pointing, all that stuff. It all factors in. So, yeah, you know, and I'm not even an expert, and it's totally confusing to me, but that's back in the day, you know, CB radios were a thing. Smoking the Bandit was awesome, and they're bringing that back. They're going to put it in theaters on Sunday, May 29th, and then Wednesday, June 1st, and Thursday, June 2nd, and it'll be in the theaters, fathomevents.com, to go check it out. We'll share it to our, what do you call, Facebook page here, maybe, if I can get it to work. I don't know what that is. Get out of here with that. But anyway, am I doing it right? You know, it's like, where's the share button, right? How about that? There we go. So there we go. Yeah, we're going to share that to our There we go. We got that done. So, yeah, just check that out, Facebook. Go to redneckandeyes.com to link to all those accounts and everything, and go check out our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. I'm go down here to find another. Which one do I want? Mm-mm-mm. Sorry about that. I was reading. There's a lot of stuff going on around here with all this different music, you know, and it's kind of like when you pull up some of the songs that they list as truck driving songs, they're not truck driving songs, you know. It's like, that's not, I don't know, you know, maybe it's good that they're trying to incorporate more music into that, but that's not that, you know, but I guess we don't care, you know. How about that? There you go. So go check them out, redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget, thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools. Go download their app at the app stores, the Trucker Tools. You can go check them out, truckertools.com. You know, sometimes if it's hard to find in the search, you know, and you got to figure out how to do that, you just go to truckertools.com and that'll direct you to exactly where you need to go to get that downloaded. But that's where you can book freight, track freight, and that's mostly the biggest thing. But you can also, even if you're just a company driver and don't really use any kind of freight tracking or freight booking apps or anything, you can route your get your routes through there, find truck stops and fuel stops, maintenance facilities, Walmarts, all kinds of different stuff. And it's a network where, you know, truck drivers can communicate with each other even. So go check them out, truckertools.com, and let them know what you think about that app, because they're always trying to improve it and make it better. And, of course, you know, their main thing is booking freight. But, you know, they like to get the other drivers over there that don't necessarily use it, you know. So let's check them out, truckertools.com. Go give them a holler and tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. So let's check it out here. And hang tight and keep it going. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I got stopped by a cop late last night. Out of state tags and no tail light. He said I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go. Because there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. In my hometown, I asked her last time that I took her out. Honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I've got 16 speakers crossing my back dash. A little mom and dog watching everybody pass. Two antennas whipping in the wind. Louder in a country station than I can't do.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're checking things out, seeing how things are going this week. This Monday, it's May 16th. Is that what it is? Yeah, because it was Friday the 13th. Over here at the Harley dealership, it was funny. Friday, the Harley dealership here, they had a little party where they were giving out free tattoos. And it was just for a couple of hours. It was like from 5:30 to 7:30 or 8:30, something like that. And I was thinking, well, hell, you know, I mean, even if you had maybe one or two, even three tattoo artists, sometimes it takes hours to get one tattoo. So, you know, if you got there early, you might get something done. But if you walked in with 30 minutes left, you probably wasn't going to get anything done. I don't know. But they were doing a lot of good stuff like that. And, of course, they always give out free beer. I tell you what, even if you don't ride, if you live by a Harley shop, you check out what they have going on, because chances are, even if you don't want a Harley or don't want to buy anything with a Harley-Davidson logo on or anything like that, if you like beer, you know, some of the riders out there that I talk to, they're there every day, every event they have, because it's free beer. I mean, you can't say no to free beer. Come on now. So go check just go check it out. It's pretty fun. And you might meet some people, and you might get into motorcycling. You never know. But before we go any further, I wanted to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. You can check them out, like I say, LTRtransportation.com. Or you can give them a call, 720-277-0030, 720-277-0030. It's a great, good size. It's not small. trucking company based out of Denver, Colorado. But all the drivers I know from there, they say they're drop dead busy. So they got plenty to do over there. They got temperature control. They got the expedited. They do where's that one out here? You know, the hazmat, all that stuff. It's all in there, and they all do it. They stay to work and they stay busy, and they got everything going. So go check them out. Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Give them a call at 720-720-277-0030, and go check that out. Other than that, we'll see what's going on out there in the news. You know, not much going on that we hadn't talked about already before. There was, when they're talking about doing green car reports, could fuel cell conversions help clean up long haul diesel trucking? What do you mean clean up? Nah. And then Wall Street Journal, rising diesel costs are straining U.S. truckers shipping operations, of course. You know, I mean, they're even talking about how, so they're running out of diesel up in the East Coast because when they say they're running out, it's like they keep so much on hand all the time. It's one of those things where we see it all the time in trucking. If you don't get the freight exactly where it needs to go, let's say to, you know, the factory or a plant, right? They've got a line, they got an assembly line. And when you're dropping stuff off, you're not dropping stuff off that they use right now. You're dropping stuff off that they need to use maybe 3 or 4 days from now. They've always got a warehouse full of stuff to put on that assembly line to keep people from being assembled and everything. And then what happens is everything that gets delivered, it's always going to be used. So it's kind of like, okay, there's, you know, 10 of them on the plant floor right now on the assembly line getting used. In the next 2 hours, another 10 is going to have to go over there. You know, but we got 2,000 of these units sitting in the warehouse, right? So as long as we've got 2,000 sitting in the warehouse, they'll never run out on the floor. And we can receive, you know, another 200 a day or 200, you know, every other day and still keep things going. And that's fine and all that. Well, then what happens is that maybe there's a bad batch or one of the trucks gets delayed or something. And they have to dip into that 2,000 to keep things going. And they're like, that's okay. But, you know, we get told this all the time that freight has to move because it's going to shut down the assembly line if you don't get it there. So it's kind of like somebody screwed up somewhere or something happened somewhere where the freight that's in the trailer has got to get to the warehouse to put in the assembly plant so they can keep the line moving. Well, in the diesel fuel, it's like they go through, you know, 60 million barrels a day, and they always got at least, you know, 100 million barrels, you know, set aside. And then they're producing that much more. And then so the fuel that the diesel trucks are delivering to the actual, like, you know, or the pipelines, you know, I guess what happens is that since COVID and everything, or since diesel price is so high and they got limited on where they can actually get the oil, so they're limited on how much they can refine. And then they say that there's other options to where the companies that are producing diesel fuel are actually putting them in tankers, putting the fuel in tankers and shipping it overseas, because overseas is paying higher money for it. And they can make more money by shipping it overseas somehow with the government or something. I don't know. And then now they're saying that they're not getting the supply chains up there in the Northeast. They're not up to holding up their supply in. They're losing. So instead of having so many millions of barrels on hand to keep up with demand, they don't have that much. But it's only like I think it was 62 million barrels on hand in storage, and they're down to like 50 million of diesel fuel. And it's like they always keep the stock up, but the stock is lowering. So there's like, we're running out. And what it's doing actually is right now is it's actually delays, where the gas stations, the fuel stops, can't get the deliveries in a timely manner. So, you know, I mean, in my experience, what I've always seen is that whenever a diesel, whenever you see a truck, a fuel truck delivering gas or diesel to a gas station, it's only those tanks that they're actually delivering to, they're only like half empty and they're just topping them off. And it's a thing. It's always going, keeping them full. They never get below half and they're always keeping them full. Well, nowadays it's like they're getting down to like, 25%. And then by the time the diesel truck gets there and that thing, in the past, when the pandemic was going on and everything was shut down, you saw actually gas stations run out of gas because they didn't have enough drivers and they didn't have enough facilities open to make sure that all the places could get their gas. So now that's happening now, but it ain't because of the pandemic. It's because of the prices. Everything is too high. So not only is it where you can't produce as much, but you're not selling. You can sell it in different places for more money to overcome that cost. So they're not actually sending it to the places that need it. They're sending it to places that will pay more for it. And I don't know if the government has to step in or what, but I haven't seen anybody say that they can't get diesel fuel. And according to like the big truck stops like Love's and Flying J and all them, they're not rationing it at all. I mean, there's not an issue. They don't see an issue. But other people have put it out there. I don't know if they're just trying to scare people or what. I don't know. But the other thing that we see is a real problem, and that's the baby formula, because the plant shut down and now they're saying they're going to import it. Well, now you're going to have to start paying the freight for the trucks to get the baby formula. So that's going to be an issue. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to work out, because I'll tell you right now, if you're out there saying, oh, we need baby formula, let's get it going, and the truckers can haul it, that's great. The only way that freight's still going to sit on the dock and not get to the store is if you give it to a broker, and that broker is still going to try to squeeze $2 a mile to the truck and try to keep, 60 to 80% of the profit to themselves, unless you tell them, move it, because, it happens. If you don't get on the broker's ass to move that freight, it'll sit on the dock because they're just trying to get the lower rate for it. And that's what they'll do. So that's coming from truck drivers. That's what we tell you. but we don't see too much going on. I don't know. It's just a lot of things going on where it's not that big of a deal. A lot of people are making it into a big deal as far as diesel fuel goes. Prices are high, and that sucks. It's got to be factored into the rate. And a lot of times it is. It is factored into the rate. The only people that can't get it factored into the rate are these independent drivers that have to deal with these brokers that will tell them, I don't have the money to pay you to get that. It's not paying them. But what's got to happen is that if you're a driver and you know how much diesel fuel is, right? You know how much money you need to make the payments on your truck, to make the diesel fuel. As long as you know, as it goes up, you need more money. The guy calls you on the phone and says, I can pay you this. No, it's not. The diesel fuel is high. I need this amount of money. And he says, it's not paying that. The broker needs to go to the customer, and the customer needs to fork up more money. Okay, it's just got to happen. Right then and there, boom, you got to call them. Hey, I can't move that. They're going to have to tell them, I can't move that load. My opinion is what's happening is that the shippers are paying the money. They're paying it. The brokers are just trying to say, I can't pay that much. Well, then you're going to have to go ask for more money. Or they're going to have to find somebody else to haul that freight. Because if you can't pay the driver what he needs, then the driver shouldn't be hauling your freight. And that's what's got to happen. So all you drivers out there that are sick and tired of dealing with brokers, you're just going to have to stick it to them. And it's going to cost you. It's going to hurt. I totally agree with that. It's going to hurt you. You might not make that much money that month. Because if you're trying to establish, with brokers to actually pay you money, any guy out there, any trucker out there that runs their own truck that deals with brokers and they actually have a rapport where they said, I make good money because I haul for this broker or that broker, or I make good money hauling for any broker, because you built up a system to where it's not like, you can't go broke. Put that money up. Don't spend that money. There's got to be enough money made to where it pays your bills, puts a little money in your pocket, and it puts money in the sock or sock drawer or under the mattress. You got to put it somewhere, because what's going to happen is these brokers are going to come to you one day and they're going to tell you they can't pay you, and you just got to tell them, fine, then let it sit. I don't need it that bad. I need to make this money. So that's my opinion on that, and it takes a long time to learn that. It's hard. It's hard, especially when you're trying to establish, you know, a system to where you can, you know, you can take care of customers. You know, one of them things, it's like, I want to take care of the customer. And the customer is only going to pay you so much. And you're like, well, I don't know. You know, can I tell no? Can I say no to the customer? You know, can I just say, you know what, I'm not doing that. And what it builds, it's one of them things. You know, we've got a little saying we got here at Redneck and I's, it's nothing personal. It's just business. And it's just money's got to be made to pay the bills. You know, and I got to put money in my pocket. I got to put money on my kitchen table. You know, I got things to pay for. So you got to be able to pay me. And that's what it boils down to. So I think we got to do a better job of doing that. You know, truckers out there need to do that. And what do you call the other thing is about everything else, you know, with lease purchase. You know, we got to educate ourselves and understand it better. That's what we got to do. We got to do that as truck drivers, you know, and the truck drivers coming in, new truck drivers, old truck drivers, successful ones, unsuccessful ones, we got to do better at, you know, doing that. So whatever we can do to that, you know, I mean, I know that, what do you call, it's funny, we talked about this before, you know, OIDA for years, say no to cheap freight, say no to cheap freight, and what does that mean? And guess what? Nothing's changed. So what does that mean? It does, to me, it's not cheap freight, it's get what you got, get what you got to have. It's get what you got to have. A lot of times, cheap freight ain't necessarily a bad thing, as long as you've got power to move it and still make money. Now, what I mean by that is that a lot of times, you know, and I'm learning this as I go too, when I saw things, it's like a lot of times cheap freight is because you're getting paid by one customer to run empty. And they're saying, hey, as long as you're back here by Thursday, you know, I need you here. I need you here. I'll pay you this rate to make sure you're back, and they'll pay you. And it's not going to be a big rate. It's going to be a lower rate. It's not going to, but it's empty. So that means if you don't have any freight, you're still going to make money. You're still going to have a revenue coming in to pay for your fuel, pay your bills, all that stuff. And then all you can do is you go up to, you find another load going maybe to the same place or in the vicinity, and you say, hey, I'll do it. I'll do it for you for, you know, cheap, $2 a mile. You know, I'm getting paid $2.50 or $3 a mile already. And I'll do it for you for $2 a mile. Now I just made $4.50, $5 a mile. You know, so it's one of those things. And yeah, it sucks that other drivers can't do that. But guess what? That's an option for a driver that has the power and can talk and deal. And, you know, that's what it comes to. Because guess what? That's what the big carriers are doing. They're getting paid to run, and they're still hauling other freight, you know, or they're still doing it some other way. You know, the biggest scam that a lot of these big carriers do is they'll go to a customer, and the customer says, I need all this freight. I got tons of freight to go from Dallas to California. Tons of freight all every day. I got, you know, 4 or 5 loads a day. Gotta go. Okay, so how soon do you need it there? He goes, well, I mean, as long as I get my 5 trailers a day. And they say, well, can you load out 10 a day for like the first month? And then we'll make sure you still get 5 a day delivered. So they say, yeah, I can do that. I can load 10 a day. I just need to make sure I get 5 a day delivered. Okay. Boom. They put teams on the freight. They get it out there. They start building it up. And what they start doing is they start putting the other trailers, the back, you know, the ones that are extra, they put them on the rail for like, I don't know, 30% of what it would cost. So the driver's like, you know, we have to charge you $5 a mile. Oh, okay. $5 a mile, 10 loads a day. As long as I get 5 a day delivered, you can take the time with the others. Just make sure there's always 5 a day. No problems. Okay. They go to the rail and say, you know, hey, put it on the rail for $1 a mile. We're making $4 a mile. And then by the time you get things going, you still no longer are paying drivers to haul that freight. It's all going to the rail and being out there. And eventually, you know, because they can load out 10 a day, they're getting 5 a day. No problem. Every now and then you might have to put a team on one. No big deal. You know, but that's what they do. They, you know, it's kind of like you got to talk to the customer and say, you know, this is what I need. This is what I got to have. And they're like, well, this is what I can do. Can you do this for me on this end to where I can help you better? Which means can, you know, they say, hey, I got to have this load delivered by so 1 o'clock. Well, I can get it. I can be there by 3 to pick it up, but you got to have me loaded out by 4 and I'll get it done. And you got to tell them, because if you don't, you'll sit there all day waiting to get loaded. And they'll take their sweet butt time, and you're now you're out. Now you're like, you know, I got to drive all night and it's uncomfortable and it's going to be mad and I'm not going to, you know, and it's like maybe I already took a low rate that I should have got. I should have held out. You know, it's one of those things. It's talking, communicating, you know, and you tell them, this is what I got to have. This is what I'll do it for. I won't do it any lower than that, but you got to have me loaded out within an hour. I can't sit there all day and wait on you to load me. And you got to make sure you tell them that, you know, and it's one of those things where it's in the contract that says, if I'm there more than an hour, you owe me another $100, you know, or something. So we got to talk about it. We got to get out there and do it. Well, winding on things down, let's see what we got here. And let's see. Now we're just getting into music because I just like all kinds of music. What was the one I was listening to earlier? And I forgot all about it. It was another good riff. Is it on here? You know, I mean, that old classic rock, man, got some good guitar riffs in it. We were listening to a lot of it. Was it last night? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? And let's see. That's not it. Maybe I don't have it. Oh, let's see. Go back to this one. Go down to this one. And there, nope, not yet. Almost, maybe. Hey, you know what? We'll play that one. The one I want, I'm gonna find it. It's on here. And there it is. I tell you what, it was in the movie. I don't know if you guys watch movies a lot, but I love movies. And when they play the old music in these new movies, this movie came out a while back, really funny movie with Vince Vaughn called A Couple's Retreat. And he actually, the character he was playing was some kind of promoter on Guitar Hero. So he did this on Guitar Hero. It was pretty funny. There you go. How about that? So, yeah, just hang tight here. This is Redneck and Eyes, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go check out our website and thank one of our great sponsors, and that's ltrtransportation.com, load-to-ride transportation. Give them a call at 720-277-0030. Like I said, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate doing that. You can call in here, 515-602-9731. We're live here every weekday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget about our Women in Redneck and Eyes is on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Same number, 515-602-9731. So hang tight. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Truckers, welcome to Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. We probably the conversation just hit one, and we're just listening right along here. We're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody following along there, and make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. BlogTalkRadio.com, that is where all of our audio podcasts, radio show are on there. And we have them on that website, BlogTalkRadio.com. If you search Redneck and I's, Redneck and I's Radio, that's us on there. And but we also upload everything that we record to YouTube, and that's where all that's at. So go check that out. And we're just trying to get everybody aware of everything going on out there. First, I'll thank one of our great sponsors, that's Trucker Tools, TruckerTools.com. Go check them out and download their app to search freight, track freight, find routing, truck routing. It's got different stuff where you can find fuel stops and maintenance facilities, all that good stuff. So check them out. But that's Trucker Tools, TruckerTools.com. But I wanted to say to everybody that Redneck and I is here. We've been around for a while. People know us. We've been going to the One Truck Show there in Louisville, Kentucky for a while. And here, since the pandemic's been going on, we've gotten bigger. 2019 was like the best truck show we had had in a long time. And we wanted to make it bigger. And the truck shows were like, no, you can't do that. We don't want you doing that. So other truck shows have invited us, but we just didn't have any kind of time or money to do that because we'd still plan on being at the Louisville Truck Show. Well, this year, when the truck show was actually coming back and everything was doing, we actually paid to have a booth. That was the goal, because we had told before that, but because we don't pay for a booth, they're not going to let us do anything in the parking lot. Well, now we did that. We paid for a booth, and they said, no, you still can't be in the parking lot. You can't do anything. And, you know, we found out through the grapevine that they were actually looking out for us, that if anything with Redneck and I's appeared in the parking lot, they were going to kick us out and all that. So, and then after all that happened, and with we had other sponsors that had sponsored the parking lot, they came to us and they said, you know, how come you guys didn't do anything like you did the year before? And I said, because they told us we couldn't, and they didn't like that. So we're like, well, you know, we're done with that truck show. That truck show has just gotten too big, and it's like anything corporate like that, I'm just not going to be a part of. There are too many smaller truck shows that we can go to. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to stay with the smaller truck shows. We're actually going to have our own truck show. We're looking at doing that in 2024. I'm planning on going up to Houston to go to the Texas Truck Show there in June. And there's others coming up later on this year. So we're going to do all that. And we're just wanting everybody to know, stay into RedneckandEyes.com to keep an update on what's going on there. But it's going to be a lot of different stuff that we're doing. But also, want everybody to remember also that we're going to be doing the show here, radio show here, every weekday. We still got a Sunday show that we're going to be doing, but hopefully it'll be switched to just every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's the day we're going to do it, and we're going to try to get more and more people on here to do it differently and everything, and just go ahead and just be with that, and then go to all the different small truck shows that we can, you know, and everything. And our sponsorships and the money that we make for Redneck and I's goes into Redneck and I's. Nobody makes any money. You know, like, we all got jobs. We all work for either a carrier or ourselves as an owner-operator or whatever. So it's one of those things where we're just ready to, you know, get to back to the roots of the driver and take care of the drivers, be for the driver. So that's kind of what we've been doing, and we hope everybody is able to keep track of that and stay into that and just stay with us on that, because we're, you know, it's slowly but surely, and it's stuff that we're excited about, and we're hoping that we can get things going again on that. And like I said, just stay with RedneckandEyes.com. Go check the things out that's going on with that and everything. Also, keep apprised with YouTube channel. Go stay with the YouTube channel. We're going to keep that growing, and hopefully we can do more stuff with that as I learn more about how to do more things with YouTube and everything. But that's going to be one of the things that we're going to be doing, and we're excited about that too. But go check it out. Like I said, don't forget May 29th, Sunday, May 29th in the movie theater, at your local movie theater. Smokey and the Bandit is coming back into the movie theater for two. There's going to be two showings on Sunday, May 29th. You go to fathomevents.com. We shared it to our Facebook page. You can check that out. Like I said, and all the links to our social media accounts is on our website, redneckandeyes.com. We're here live every every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. Go check it out. All the links to our sponsors are also on our website, redneckandeyes.com, and those are DPF Regeneration, LTR, Load to Ride Transportation, and also Trucker Tools at truckertools.com. And all of the links to their websites and phone numbers are on our website at redneckandeyes.com. So go check that out. And we're going to call it a day. I got to get to work. So you guys have a great day. Check it out there. And everybody have a great time. And don't forget to go out there and make things happen. So in the trucking industry, go ahead and stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Yeah.